In the news today, Ukrainian and NATO officials on Thursday said Russian forces had crossed the border into Ukraine to support pro-Russian separatists. At a Special Organization for Security and Cooperation meeting in Vienna, the Ukrainian ambassador told reporters, "What we registered is a direct invasion of the Russian military into the eastern regions of Ukraine." Russia's ambassador denied the accusation at the OSC meeting. He said, "No Russian forces are crossing in any point the border of Ukraine." A top NATO official said that well over 1,000 Russian troops are now operating inside Ukraine. He said they are supporting separatists and fighting with them. NATO also released satellite images that it said show Russian fighting forces carrying out military operations in Ukraine. The alliance said the images show Russian artillery groups near the southeastern town of Krasnodar. On Tuesday in Belarus, Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, met with Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, to discuss a peace process. The World Health Organization says the Ebola outbreak in West Africa could infect more than 20,000 people over the next 6 months. Dr. Bruce Aylward is the Assistant Director General for the World Health Organization. He said medical experts, in his words, are seeing today, in contrast to previous Ebola outbreaks, multiple hotspots within these countries, not a single remote forested area, the kind of environments that had been tackled in the past, and then not multiple hotspots within one country, but international disease. The WHO is launching a plan designed to control the spread. The effort could take up to 9 months and almost $500 million. The organization also warned the disease would kill thousands more people before it is contained. An experimental Ebola vaccine from GlaxoSmithKline is being tested on volunteers. The drug company hopes to produce 10,000 doses for emergency deployment if the results are good. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched a new program to open a bank account for every family in the country. Hours before the launch in New Delhi, banks enrolled 15 million new accounts across India. The program aims to bring poor people into a modern economy and reduce their dependence on money lenders. Actors Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt married over the weekend in southern France. The two have been a couple since 2005. They have 6 children together. This is Jolie's 3rd marriage and Pitt's 2nd. And now, words in the news. Accuse, verb, to say a person is responsible for an act or crime, to make a statement against someone. Assist, verb, to help. Volunteer, noun, a person who chooses to do something without being asked, usually without being paid. Bank account, noun. An account with a bank created by the deposit of money, or its equivalent, and subject to the withdrawal of money. Marry, verb, to join a man and woman together, as husband and wife, to become husband and wife, usually in a religious or civil ceremony. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comment section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.